Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. I'm continuing to follow the return to work stories at major organizations in the United States and the rest of the world. And in news this week, Uber announced it expects their employees to come into their offices 3 days a week when the company opens its office doors again in September of this year. Uber wants staff to work from home for only 2 days a week, said Nikki Krishnamurthy, Uber's chief people officer, in a recently published blog post. Uber will adopt what they're calling a hybrid working model from September 21 onwards, citing company data showing that employees prefer a mix of working from home and office-based work. Roughly two-thirds of Uber employees prefer this hybrid model, this mix of working from the office and working from home during a typical work week. And Uber also recognizes it's not just current employees who are changing how they think about work. It's candidates, too. And candidates increasingly expect flexibility, and any employer looking to hire the best and brightest talent will have to have flexible working models. Importantly, Uber also noted that their business exists in the real world, actually out there on the streets of thousands of cities, and it's important for their employees to stay connected to the places that they serve. Uber's approach to return to work is consistent with almost all the research I've seen and what most companies are going to adapt to going forward. It seems like this hybrid working model, roughly 50% working from anywhere and 50% working from an office location, seems to be the dominant way forward. We'll keep covering the return to work news on the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.